Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. We're here to talk about the last week of Days of Our Lives this week. And before we do, we just want to tell you that this is our 451st blog talk show, and you can check out all our shows here and all our interviews we did, especially the one a couple of weeks ago with Teo Penglis and Leanne Hunley. Be sure to check that out. That was a fun interview. Also, you can check us out on Twitter at Diva of Dual, and we're also on Facebook and iTunes. And I'm Marianne, and you can find me at Mama_Hooch on Twitter. And we have Jen with us tonight. Hi, Jen.
Hi, I'm at REXJDK at Twitter.
And we have Anna.
Hi, hello. Anna. I'm at Kazi Hooch on Twitter.
And and you can also find at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. And you can also find at Teo Penglis, at Lauren Coslow, at Guilt Trip USA, who is in Buchanan. So
and
check
also
those out.
Diva of Dual.
And Carrie, Diva of Dual. I keep forgetting she's not coming tonight. Yeah, and Diva of Dual. And let's see, what else? Oh, and also we have football games coming up, as Anna always likes to say
yes.
on when we're
yes.
doing football and discussing football.
Yes.
So to add
yes.
that, I'm not sure. I know the Steelers play tomorrow night at 8. I'm not sure when Kansas City, do they have a bye or do they play?
They have a bye this weekend. They have
a bye
weekend. And
okay,
they
that's
play,
what I thought.
I think they play the lowest seed in the AFC maybe in the next round, like the next weekend.
Next weekend. Okay.
And
that's what I thought.
And I hate the Titans. No offense to anyone who might be a Titans fan, but I hate the Titans, and that goes back a long way for a lot of reasons, having been a Houston Oilers fan back in the day. So, and anybody who knows that history
Ugh.
Knows why I hate the Titans. But so I'd much rather see, I don't know if it'd be Steelers or who we'd be playing, but I'm rooting for the Steelers. I always root for the Steelers unless they're playing us.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Steelers.
They got to play better than they did last week because they played Cleveland last week. And, of course, they didn't have a lot of their starters, but they played like crap. But anyway,
yeah.
they lost. So
we lost
hopefully
our
we can beat Cleveland tomorrow night.
We didn't have our starters, and we still should have won, and we lost.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
Had to use a wide receiver as a quarterback one time.
What's that?
I know one football team had to use a wide receiver as a quarterback because all the quarterbacks
Broncos
were on the DL.
Yeah, well, Broncos, about 3-4 weeks ago, I think all of their quarterbacks were on COVID watch or whatever, and so they had to use, they had to use somebody that I think had been a quarterback maybe at one point in his life or something. Oh, it was awful. I felt so bad.
It was not pretty.
No.
Well, I heard the Cleveland's head coach can't be there on the field because he has COVID. So I'm sure he has somebody
darn.
Else.
I'm not a Cleveland fan.
That'll be there.
So,
I don't know if I don't know if that'll make a difference or not. So.
Oh, and that's a pretty good rivalry, isn't it? Isn't Cleveland and the Steelers because they were
Cleveland,
Cleveland
and Steelers.
Yeah. Browns, you just like
yeah, they're
ooh.
Just like you know they're not far.
Yeah.
Cleveland's not that far. From us, but Cleveland.
Right.
A mistake by the lake,
right.
but
so,
you know.
That's a big
like
rivalry,
to
because I remember they were, Houston Oilers were in the AFC, I think it was AFC back then, with those guys, and I think
they
had
to
play
them. Oh, yeah, they were rival, Houston Oilers didn't like
around.
The Oilers.
No.
Didn't like the Oilers either.
Anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the football news. Okay. So we're all rooting for
Jen doesn't get to weigh in until the Mets start playing again.
Hey, they got a
and hockey
pitcher.
Starts.
Oh, hockey?
Yeah.
Are you a hockey fan?
Hockey
Jen?
Starts on Wednesday.
I like the Olympic hockey.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I liked the 1980 Olympic hockey. How's that?
Oh yeah.
That's about what I know about hockey. So what did you get? The Mets did what? Or they got some new
they
players?
They got a pitcher and a shortstop.
They got a what? A pitcher? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
And then they got the shortstop from Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Well, I hope they can play some baseball this year.
I'm hoping maybe the Pirates and the Royals will, you know, have a decent year this year too. So maybe we'll have some good baseball talk. So,
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll be
anyway.
Playing. So. Yeah.
I'm just happy as a football fan. As a football fan, I know. All football fans are like happy that we actually had a season. I honestly didn't believe it was a season until about five games in. So thank goodness for that. But So thanks for bringing up football. I'm glad. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
So good luck.
I figured
to the
everyone's playoffs are starting. Yeah. We have a late game, so be on late. So. All right, so everybody see the show or part of it or some of it or
most of it. But well, part of it was preempted, and I didn't realize it was preempted until I was trying to binge watch it today.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to go back and watch some stuff online. But so I kind of had to miss some of it, but I caught enough of it to get the gist of what was going on.
Get the drift. Yeah.
Did you?
So I guess we found out about everybody's finding out about. Ava having a second son.
Yeah.
Charlie.
What killed me was Stephen on John. Wednesday's show, they interrupted the show before it was over. And so I didn't get, Thursday. Whatever day Marlena pulls Claire aside to tell her what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So did they show that? Because on Friday they weren't on. So on Thursday's show, did they show Marlena telling her? Okay. So
well, they
maybe you can share.
She hasn't really. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It starts out, which was kind of weird. I mean, John and Steve talked to Angelo. You remember Angelo was Ava's cousin.
Yeah,
it's old Angelo, you know. And he's having his dinner, I guess. I don't know. I think they went to Italy. Yeah.
Philadelphia.
So and they're
Philly.
Messing
Philly.
Around with him. Yeah. Philly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Philly. So he's they're talking and. Of course, they're accusing him of sleep because that's what Steve's thinking. Oh, it was Ava's cousin, you know. And he said, oh, I'm not, you know. I've been in Philly. He says, in fact, wait a minute. When did this happen last year? Wait a minute. Just call in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, he was in prison. Just check. He says, yeah, I had to spend some time in prison. So they called the prison up, verified with that. And so they're going on, and as Steve's explaining the situation about how Tripp is accused of raping this thing, he says, huh. Maybe it was Ava's other son. And they all look like, what? He said, yeah, Ava's son, Charlie. You know, and all of a sudden you'd think John would have, like, right away jumped up. And he's, you know, he's thinking. And I don't know, did you guys see that part? It was like, he wasn't that quick to, you know, you would thought he would be on the phone right away, you know, calling. But he didn't. Yeah, it's all of a sudden he put like two and two together and kind of said to Steve, I don't know, but I think this Charlie guy, he might be in Salem. He might be, you know, dating Claire. It might be the same one. Oh, but like Steve said, what are the odds, you know, of somebody named Charlie? And so anyway, he calls Rafe. And then Rafe goes to his apartment. Yeah, and then he called Marlena, who happened to be in with Ben, talking to Ben about, you know, Ben's still having a hard time with Sierra, so he goes to see Marlena. So they decide to go try to find Claire, but Marlena doesn't tell Ben what's going on. He just says, you know what I mean, John tells her about Charlie, although Marlena has an idea because she had hypnotized Allie. And Allie was, saying different things. And she said it's something like, well, I don't know, Charlie just reminds me so much of Tripp. So I think Marlena was starting to get this thing, but she didn't. She just told Ben that Claire was in danger.
Yeah.
So they go over to Claire's place, and they couldn't find her. And here, finally, they find her. She was, I guess, Charlie convinced her they were going to have, sex. I mean, he didn't force her or anything, but she.
Yeah.
So Ben comes storming in, get away from her, get off of her, and Claire doesn't understand what's going on. And so he says, your grandmother wants to talk to you. You have to go talk to Marlena. Of course, Ben still doesn't know why. So how did you like what he called Charlie? He says, I'll just stay here with Chucky. I thought that was funny. Then getting to where Anna was saying, Claire is talking to Marlena, but Marlena never really, she says, well, you just have to come with me, and when John gets back, he'll explain it to you. Now, don't you find it kind of odd that Marlena wouldn't have just told Claire right then and there what was going on? I thought that was kind of strange.
Weird.
Yeah. So then Claire says she needed to go change her clothes because she was just in her little nightie. And she went back. And was Charlie, because Charlie hadn't left yet, right?
No,
Charlie,
he had
still
left.
Back
him.
There?
No,
did he already
then,
was about
gone out the back
way.
Yeah.
He went out the back way. Okay. Because I kept thinking, what if Charlie's still back there? And, like, does he try to kidnap her or something? But I guess that didn't happen because I couldn't remember. Did Ben take him out the back way? Okay.
Yeah, and he
so that's
found
kind of
out
what
that
happened.
Ava was gone from the apartment.
So basically that's what happened. I mean, Marlena didn't really explain it to Claire, just that she had to come back, you know, and wait and let John explain it. So I can't understand why. See, that just didn't. I didn't understand that. That just didn't. It makes sense to me. I guess that was the last 10 minutes of the show. I don't really remember what else, what actually was the end of that show before Fridays. But I just know Ray found Ava, and Ava was having the hallucinations because Charlie had drugged her.
Yeah.
And then, so she goes back to the hospital and, she takes her to the hospital, and then Kayla's there. And then she actually, that's how Kayla finds out, because Ava says about Charlie, you know, having another son. So there's all that. So I guess that'll be coming out. I guess in the previews, Charlie and Tripp are going to run into each other and stuff. So I don't know. That's kind of how that's going on with Charlie.
Charlie doesn't know yet what's going on as far as this week goes?
No, but I guess he's suspecting because Ben comes in and says, you know, Marlena wants to talk to you, Claire, something, you know, has something important to tell you. But no, he doesn't know yet exactly, you know, what's going on.
When he gets home and finds the baby out there, he'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah. And here's what, like, you would think Marlena would have told Ben, because more or less Ben let Charlie go.
Yeah.
He let Charlie leave.
Yeah.
That didn't make sense. Like, Marlena knows that possibly Charlie was the one that raped Allie. So why is she waiting for, so why is she waiting for John to come back to tell Claire? It was kind of weird. That's what I didn't understand. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
So that's kind of where we're at. So I don't know who's going to finally get Charlie what. He went back to the apartment, right, Jen? And
he's going to find out that his mom's gone.
He didn't see Ava.
And he tried to leave and wait for that door.
He tried to leave.
Well, it kind of sucks because Friday they weren't on at all. That group wasn't on at all, right?
It kind of made me
feel like they lost a little momentum. Like it would have been better to have like the cliffhanger on Friday for that or something. I don't know. That was kind of annoying.
Yeah.
You know, they're building up momentum for the story. Yeah. I don't know.
It's kind of how they do it. They'll have a certain kind of stories and then they're not on, you know, and there's other stories on, and then they come back to it maybe like a couple of days after that. But that's kind of where that story's hanging on. And then we had Did you want to talk about Kate? We had that on earlier in the last couple of days before this. Kate and Jen.
Well, I have to say, I really like those scenes. I mean, I still miss Missy. I still wish she were on, but since she's not, you know, and I know she had the two grandbabies coming and the COVID stuff and all that going on, so I can understand why she maybe just said, I'm taking a pass right now or whatever, but I just, I do miss her a lot, but I do like the scenes that Jennifer, they're writing Jennifer to be more reasonable and normal. At first she was so annoying that you couldn't root for her at all. You know, it was hard enough just to get used to the fact that it wasn't Missy Reeves playing her, and I still am not used to that, but I have to admit, I've liked the scenes that she and Kate have had. I have to say they play off of each other well, in my opinion. What do you guys think?
We're good.
I mean, it's not the ideal circumstance, but, you know, it is what it is. So they come to Kate and Jen talking in the town square or whatever. And Jennifer's like, well, I just don't understand. She's like, I don't understand why, like, so you're ashamed of being with Jake and that's why you kept this big secret and all. And then, I mean, I thought it was great because they gave Kate some great dialogue instead of it always being everybody hates Kate and everybody's beating up on Kate. It was nice because they allowed her to express. She's like, she wasn't ashamed of him. She was, in a way, embarrassed or ashamed of herself. And, you know, she admitted, she's like, I know people are going to look and be like, oh, she's older than he is and, you know, be judgmental and stuff. And she goes, I do have feelings, you know, and I do – like care what you know, and I did love Jennifer's comment. She says, wait a minute, Kate, you're Kate friggin' Roberts. Why do you care what anybody thinks? You never care what anybody thinks. She's about to say you're a badass. Why do you care what anybody thinks? Yeah, I loved that. I thought that was cute, but it was nice. And then CNI was like, oh man, Jake, Cake. I think Diva Carrie called him Cake was the first one that I saw calling him K-A-K-E. So Cake, I was like, oh, they're broken up and I really like them. And I thought, gosh, the way they ended it was so mean. And I was like, I know Kate didn't feel that way about him, but like she made him feel awful. So I was like, oh man. Well, I loved the dialogue where basically she told Jen that she opened up to Jen. And then I think Jen kind of encouraged her, like, you know.
If you want him, go for it.
Go after, go back. Yeah, go back, go back, go get him.
Get some judgment, but why let that stop you, you know, that kind of thing. So I thought that was kind of nice. Because Kate hardly ever has a friend or, like, a peer that, like, supports her and stuff. So then Jake finds her because he's trying to rush out. He rushed out of the mansion to go find Kate because he realized that stuff was going to hit the fan because Abigail was going to surely tell Chad that Kate was the one Jake was involved with, not her. And so he finds her, and so Jen's like, oh, no, I need to go. Bye. You know, she gets out of there. She, you know, rushes out away. And so, you know, he comes over and he's like, hey, I just wanted to let you know. And he told her, Kate, what happened with the whole, you know, Chad confronting Abigail and them being in his room, but, you know, nothing was going on, blah, 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 blah. But anyway, the cat had gotten out of the bag, like you said, Jim. So you know, he says, not that it's going to matter, because, I mean, we're over, right? You know, and all that stuff. And she's like, well, what if I don't want it to be over? And he looks at her and he's like, okay, like, what does that mean? You know, and he says, because I'm not going to run around and hide. I'm just not. That's just not. I'm done. If that, you know, basically, I'm paraphrasing. And jump in if you guys think of something I'm missing or that I say wrong. But the gist of it was that, you know, well, I'm done hiding and sneaking around. So if that's the way you want to play it, then I'm done, you know. And she's like, well, didn't she tell him that she said it wasn't, he's like, well, I thought you were ashamed of me or whatever, embarrassed to be seen with me or whatever. And he's like, and she's like, no, you know, and then she kind of told him. And he's like, why would you, what? He's like, kind of like, why would you be in, and you know, like ashamed or embarrassed for you? I mean, like he thinks she's amazing, you know, and he's like, why would you? And she's like, well, I know I may not seem like I have self-esteem issues, but I've got feelings that I've got, you know, I don't always, you know, I have things about myself that I, you know, I don't know. She's basically just saying she had weaknesses and she had things that she fell short on and that she, you know, had some, you know, had some feelings there and just like wasn't just this hard-hearted person and everything and that, you know, she, but anyway, so basically, so they're standing at this point talking and, you know, and she's like, so she's like, I think she basically agreed that she said if they were to continue that she would definitely not mind being seen out, you know, being out with him and like all that. And then he kisses her or something. How did it go? Like she asked him what he thought or something and he kissed her.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of like your question or something like that. Like basically. So I was like, yay, we have some more cake. I love it. So I was happy about that. And trying to think, did she have any other scenes? I'm trying to think if there was anything else besides those.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think
no, she didn't. I don't think.
Or the cake scenes.
It was just
scenes,
that Tuesday or whatever. Yeah, Monday or Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, I think. Yeah. So that made me happy. But they had some really good dialogue, I thought.
Yeah, because at first I thought, okay, you thought they were done, and then there was like a little clip there when she was talking to Jen, and then, so now they're back together, so until, you know, I don't know how long.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens now until, you know, we'll see. Yeah. Poor Kate.
Nothing ever lasts until hardly.
No. And then, like you were saying that Jake went out to find her because he knows, you know, Chad is going to find out, which, you know, Chad shows up and finds them, you know, Jake has his shirt off, she's in her nightgown, so of course he assumes they slept together, and he's screaming at Abigail, like, why did you book that room? And she keeps telling him, I didn't do it, I didn't book the room, until finally it comes out, and, you know, she finally tells Chad, no, it wasn't me sleeping with Jake, it was Kate. So Chad's kind of shocked by that, and she's trying to tell him, you know, about Gwen, and they kind of figured out, you know, Gwen has something to do with it. And before that, Gwen walked in on Jack going through the papers. I think that was, I don't know if that was the week before. I think that ended kind of, and it did start the week with him confronting Gwen about that, like, why are you doing this? Why are you stalking my family? And she's not stalking. She was just doing her research. And did you remember anything more about those scenes, Jen? Trying to think what else.
She's like saying, I have a right to know about my employers. It's like, oh yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's more or less she was trying to like cover her, you know, tracks that way with Jack. But I don't think, and Jack wasn't buying it. You know, I don't think Jack was buying it. And then Jack had left. And in the meantime, Abby's saying to Chad, let's just go down and ask her, you know, let's confront her. So, and Abby did, she confronted her. And I, like I said, I have to say, Marcy Miller I thought she did a great job. I think I've been seeing a lot of good comments out there, good performance that she gave when she blasted. Did you guys see those? See that part where she went like she just about
she
swung her eyes
she
out,
good.
But she just.
I was thinking she was gonna.
She was
punch
good.
Her. I was hoping she would.
Yeah,
she was.
I mean, it's funny
you
how
can
like
feel it.
They
you can
like
feel it.
Yeah, like that. Like Marcy will play Abby as like the mousy little kind of calmer,
but she's scrappy.
But then when push, she when something happens like that, she's like.
Uh-huh.
It's a whole different transformation. She like comes at her enraged and Gwen like met her, like Gwen was shocked, you know, like, oh my goodness, it's like another side of Abby she didn't see.
Mm-hmm.
And she just like kind of like laid it out there and she says, you were, you know, she made her leave, get out of my house. you know, pass, get out, you know, and everything. And then there's like Chad, like they're like, he's such a wuss. I'm telling you.
Yep.
It's like, so I don't know. So I thought those were, I thought those were really good scenes. So I don't know how.
Then he gets blackmailed.
Gwen's gonna get
him.
Oh yeah, then Gwen tried to blackmail him, like to say that, oh, I'm gonna tell Abby that we slept together. But more or less, I think Abby's kind of figuring that out. But do you really think he slept? They slept together? I still don't think they did. I think she's just lying.
I doubt it.
I think he was like passed out drunk. I don't know. But then they're saying that Gwen's going to be pregnant, but it's going to be with the Stefano clone.
Yeah.
Dr. Roll.
Well,
I've been hearing
and I
that.
Think because I mean they Yeah, I think because they never actually showed them. Because they didn't show them actually kissing on screen.
No, they did not,
really.
Yeah.
Or like in bed doing, I mean, it just.
Yeah.
But Chad thinks
Chad
he did. Yeah, but he was passed out drunk.
Yeah. I knew the very second, I knew before she even said, open her mouth as soon as Abigail, I thought, oh, crap, he's going to be blackmailed into keeping her there.
Yeah, keeping her there, yeah. So, I don't know. So that's what's going on with them. Let's see what else. Oh, we had the twins. We had the twins were kidnapped.
Yep.
They lost their twins, so she's missing her. The twins went missing. I mean, they took forever to go down and finally get them. If they would have left when they should have left, they would have.
Yeah, like,
they just missed the kidnapper by like a couple of minutes. And here we find out the kidnapper is Dr. Rayner. If anybody remembers, she's the one that. Xander got to switch the babies at the hospital. So she's back. And, of course, we still don't know who she's working
for, but more likely it's
Vivian.
What was that again? Who
was it? Rayner.
Dr.
No,
Rayner, the one that kidnapped the baby.
I saw her. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I saw her, but I didn't know who she was.
Yeah, she's the one that Xander hired to switch the Brady and Sarah's baby.
Oh, I think I missed some of those. Okay. Oh,
the doctor at the hospital.
How did she manage to get hired back?
Well, that's how she got the babies out because everyone thought that she was just tired back and she was still at the hospital.
Oh, yeah, you
have to have all that clearance stuff. Yeah, they just, you know, that's how easy it was.
That's waiting to happen.
Yeah, like Valerie's there now, and she's trying to calm Lonnie down, like saying, "Oh, they have security. The babies will not. They have their little tags. The babies will not possibly get out of the hospital. It's just too much security." Yeah, wait a minute. This is Salem. Hospital. What are you talking about? Security and, you know, so. So now Lonnie's all upset because she thinks that she kind of went into a panic attack and thinking of because, like, more or less she kept saying this can't happen again, this can't happen again because, you know, she lost David. So we think it's probably Vivian going for revenge, you know, crazy Vivian. So we're just waiting to see that. And so Bonnie comes across Dr. Rayner and sees the twins, and of course she's holding them, and she's, you know, so I guess sooner or later it's going to come, she's going to find out that the twins were kidnapped, and she's going to remember seeing that lady. So I'm thinking that's coming up. How did you like her? Does Bonnie all of a sudden get a southern accent? Like,
I think so.
Did you notice her talking
with
a southern accent?
She used to have one. Well, remember she used to have one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but she doesn't, like, when she's with Justin. Like, I mean, she had lately. This just seemed like all of a sudden it was, like, more pronounced.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Because
she was talking to Philip. Or she was just putting it on with Philip. I don't know when she was talking to Philip. That could be.
Because she used I vaguely remember when she was with Mickey or when she was in that era. I think I tuned in one time. I hated that. But
with Mickey.
Like, I don't think I was watching full time back then. I think I just happened to turn it on. I was like, ew. Who's that? You know, why is she playing that character? And I didn't like Bonnie back then at all. And like when I first started tuning back in and she was on with the Mimi and all that. But but anyway, I think she had a southern accent then. So, yeah, you're right. I hadn't noticed it much recently.
Before.
Yeah.
And, of course, she was talking to Philip about
Mimi.
Well,
Philip can regenerate his leg that was blown off in the war, I guess she can regenerate her Southern accent.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like continuity is not their strength. I don't know. Sometimes.
No, neither is history. Sometimes.
Yeah,
they've gone a little bit.
They are. The Coolitons are really good at writing in history and their dialogues, I've noticed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Coolitons, because they've been
sometimes
off,
they keep with history
off and on for a long time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because someone said, of course, Valerie was back, and so they kind of had little scenes there with Abe and Valerie kind of thinking maybe can they get back together. Yeah. What's that?
She wasn't happy about the baby name. She thought since it was Carver Malcolm.
Oh, that was cute.
It was going to be Valerie.
Exactly. Valerie Hiller. Yeah. Jewel. You mean after Jolie?
I love her hair. I mean, I'm so glad she decided to do her hair, let her hair grow and stuff.
Oh, it's a different look.
She's so much
prettier.
It's just a totally different look. A totally different
look.
And she's
makes
really
her look younger.
Beautiful with that hair. Yeah. I thought she looked like maybe like too like strict or mean. I don't know. It was just the way it's perceived. I just didn't think she's just so much. I just really love it. I love her hair.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
At first when she came back the second time, I almost didn't reckon. I thought it was another actress at first.
Yeah, I know.
She looked so different.
Yeah,
but then
the
she started talking and I'm there. Yeah, no, that's her. But she just the. It's amazing what a hairstyle can do, I guess, for anybody.
Yeah.
I suppose. Yeah. It can be a difference.
Well, and
like
I mean, look at the difference when cut Sarah's hair. I mean, they gave her that cut.
Oh, well.
It made her
worse.
That's a whole other story. But I thought her hair.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Right.
Yeah. It is.
The rest of her is awful, but her haircut was great.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll let you talk about that one because I fast forwarded through a lot of that part. Anyway.
Oh yeah, we could talk about Sarah. Then there's Sarah, of course. There's Sarah and Xander. They're still trying to, she got the thing, the flash drive or whatever, and they're trying to figure out how he's embezzling money. How is he embezzling money? Xander's frustrated. She's trying to get him into bed, and then she's going through all his clothes. She says, "You are like a pigsty. Look at this. Your laundry is like, it's all you need to do laundry." And he's this little light bulb goes off. Laundry. That's how he's doing it. He's not money going out, embezzlement. It's the laundering, the money coming in. And then he figures it out, and he finds proof that Philip is doing, is laundering the money through the mob and stuff. So he's all happy with Sarah about that. So that's kind of – but then she was doing her stupid baby talk again, which I hate that they ruined the character of Sarah because – the beginning, Sarah, even when she was with Rex at the beginning, I liked them together. And then when they got her with Xander, I mean, that could have been a really good couple. And they just kind of like ruined it, whatever they did. I don't know whether it's her or the writers or whatever, but kind of like not as, I don't really like them as much anymore.
I agree.
So they need to find somebody new with, I don't know what happened, but they need to find somebody else for Xander at this point. I don't know. And then speaking of Philip's, he was talking to Chloe and he's still upset about that. And she wants to get him help. She wants to like tell Brady, which I think she's about ready to tell Brady, but she didn't. I mean, Brady came up, but, Philip doesn't want him. Of course, Philip doesn't want him. Okay. Yeah. Philip doesn't want Brady to know of all people. So I don't know what's going to happen there. And then we have Brady and Kristen. Kristen saw the picture of him kissing Chloe. So she's all upset and jealous and blah, blah, blah. And he has to, assure her that, everything's
control.
Okay. And it was just friends and everything. And he shows her the pictures of the twins. And so we have that. That was going on. Not too much there. And then we had little scenes of Rafe and Nicole. She was complaining about Eric not seeing him, not being able to see him. And so they're kind of setting that up. She keeps confiding in Rafe. So, listen, too much. Does anybody think Rafe and Ava? Because I'm thinking they're going to try. I'm thinking they might be trying to redeem Ava.
I wondered about that.
Does anybody
too.
Think that?
I actually wondered because he's the one that found her. And they
yes,
have this
and he was comforting
kind of connection.
Her.
Because plus,
I can see them.
He tends to kind of start having feelings for the people that he like is protecting or whatever. And she was like so vulnerable in that moment and all. I totally picked up on that. Yep, definitely.
Yes. I can see that. And I think they're going to try to redeem Ava, you know, with this son.
Yeah.
She's going to get closer to Trip.
And
she's going to turn over. Yeah. And she was the victim. At this point now, she's the victim. I don't know. So I don't know Charlie. I don't know if there's a way they can redeem him. I heard that he gets shot or gets killed. I don't know. I kind of like the actor. I kind of like Charlie.
I kind of do, too. I think he's done a good job. And you can tell he's really when he was waiting for Claire, he was all nervous and all. You know, you can tell he's not very experienced or very secure.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, so then, like, you know, he rapes Allie, but, like, you also kind of think, does he, like, not get it? I mean, like, is there a part of him that he's just, oh, that's true. Yeah, good point.
I'm thinking there's a split personality. They did it with Abby.
They purposely made him not act like a creep with her, and like he was actually like sitting on the bed all nervous and like, oh, what do I do? You know, he did not act like he was some aggressive, like, you know, animal.
And that's
anything.
When he has his glasses on. When he takes his glasses off when he's with Ava, he's the nasty person without the glasses, the nice person when he puts his glasses on. There's something there with the glasses.
And remember
his
cousin or uncle or whatever said
about that.
He's got something about him, but then like that he's got like
he's good
a
with
brain
numbers.
Like a computer something. Yeah, or something in his brain he says something about his brain and numbers. He goes, I'll give him that, you know, or something like that. But he didn't think real highly of him otherwise. But
right.
So, and I'm sure there will be the whole mental illness theme and all, and so all that. But
if they want to redeem him,
they
could.
I guess they could. But he has done a good job. I will say that.
Yes, I think so too.
But then, what's the other tricky thing though? Is he is actually Henry's father? So then, how do they manage that? Like. You know, I'm just going to be excited. I'm going to be really happy when everybody has to eat their words to Trip because they've all been so mean to him. Been so firm about it. Like, I really didn't do this, you know, and I know it was hard for anybody to believe, but
they're all, there's going to be a long line of people to have to eat crow.
But I will say Roman was half right.
What did Roman say?
Roman was half right.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Roman really laid into him.
Yeah, but
yeah.
he was right on about Ava. Roman has no business even wanting to find that witch. She killed his father.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Oh, well, yeah, Ava,
I can
understand that.
Well,
and
look at what she did to his sister, too. She killed his father.
Yeah.
He was responsible for his father being killed, and then he kidnapped and almost killed his sister and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, he definitely is not like, But
Ava.
Definitely saw there was, you know, maybe does Nicole get jealous because he's paying attention to Ava? And see, Ava and Nicole, they've mentioned it several times that they used to
be
friends.
They were kind of friends. They were
friends,
I
don't remember that a whole lot, but they mentioned it a few times. So you know, so who knows if, you know, she reconnects with Nicole and then it's like rapes there. And so then maybe Nicole gets jealous or something. I mean, I can definitely see something like that. But yeah, I mean, I even felt sorry for Ava when he bound her and she was hallucinating and stuff. And I can't stand Ava, but like, I mean,
I didn't have one shred of pity.
She was very like vulnerable there, but they made the point that her father had drugged her all those years and all that stuff. So, but she's still self-centered and stuff. Yeah. But we'll see. And I'm also curious who Charlie's father is, if that's ever going to play any kind of role, not that we would know him necessarily, but if that would, you know, it's not enough that he has a crazy mother, but like, who's his father? Like,
and his father raised him, I guess, right? He grew up with his father.
Right.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but but you're right because he's so clumsy. It's almost like, he's so clumsy and all. And then it's like, oh, that's what the that's what his cousin, uncle, or whatever it was. I think his cousin, because Ava's his cousin, yeah. Right? That Angela.
Ava and Angela are cousins. Yeah.
He's such a clumsy. He's like so clumsy, and he's like, whoa, you know. But I will give him this. He's very good with his brain is like a computer. He's got very good. He's very good with numbers or something. So, yeah.
Probably why he got hired at Titan. Whatever job he does.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and didn't he somehow, well, because he was in with Ava, but he didn't know, she didn't know that he was working. I thought once we figured out
she didn't even know he was there.
I thought that she had planted him in there, but
right.
Turns out he had done that on his own. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
So then what's going to happen with, I mean, here Chloe's trying to help Philip and everything, and now the person that's holding this over his head is in a hospital having a mental breakdown because of all this medication and stuff. So what's going to happen there, I wonder? I wonder how that, are the bad guys going to come after Philip directly, or what's going to
Well, he did get a phone call from the bad guys. He thought, oh, now Ava's gone and Ava's missing, but he still got a call from the other members of the Vitale family.
Right. So they know
big,
where he lives.
You know,
huh.
Big family.
They're
still following. Yeah, they still know where he's at. So.
Do you think possibly, since Chloe's getting this information and Xander's figuring it out, do you think Chloe and Xander are gonna, their paths are gonna cross at some point, and then they're gonna kind of figure things out?
They have crossed a little bit.
Because I have picked up a little bit of that too.
Mm-hmm.
But
so that's another possible pairing there,
mm-hmm.
which I think they would be. They could be good together.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The way they pair couples around here and switch them all around, so
yeah,
you never know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then I had heard, I don't know if it's a rumor, spoiler, that. That Jack A's coming on.
Yep. Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, and I heard that something about maybe she's that Dr. Rayner's mother. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know how much of a character they're going to keep her on.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. That could be just, I think that's just a rumor.
Oh, okay.
But I'm thinking, is that somebody for Abe? You know?
Oh,
yeah.
I loved her, though.
Yeah,
she was good.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what, you know, position or role or how she's coming on to the show, but really her.
Yeah.
So,
well, all I can say as far as
she'll
Kate's
be coming.
Concerned is I'm really glad that this wasn't just a roll in the hay and that they actually have feelings for each other, even if it doesn't last. I don't know how long it's going to last, but I'm just glad because they always, like, stick her with people and then, like, soon as the next one comes along, that, you know, they're done. You know, it's just, I'm just glad that they have more depth than I thought they were going to have in the relationship, so that's cool. So, and then Jack's moved back in with the, he's back into the Horton house with
Jennifer. He's back in the Horton house. Yeah. Yeah, they moved out of the Mirror Mansion, because that's the Mirror Mansion's getting crowded, like the Curiocus.
Oh, yeah.
Did we talk about Gwen and, like, when he confronted her when she first came home? Did we talk about that a little bit?
Mm-hmm. But did you want to add more to it? We just kind of brushed by it when he, like, confronted her, and all she said was saying, "Well, I'm doing research, you know." But Jack didn't seem to buy that.
I thought he didn't seem to buy that, though, because I'm trying to picture her, like, thinking, "You're my father." Yeah, because when he said something about, I've heard a lot of people, but the most important thing in the world to me is my family. And she's thinking, for example, you were really there for me. I really picked up on that dynamic, you know, like she's really thinking, you're a great dad.
And so do we think that Laura is the mother? Is her mother? Do we think they're going there?
Until somebody mentioned that, I never would have thought of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, did I tell y'all
I saw
that Jamie Lynn Bower's coming back for at least reprising her role for a little bit as Laura?
Yeah.
So I would imagine that it has something to do with it.
Yeah.
And
then, of course, there's that history
of
them together.
Now, my question is, though, why would Laura have known she gave birth to Gwen? Or, like, how did that happen? That, like,
or maybe she did and never told anybody and gave the baby up.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, like,
that's true.
You know, she found out, and by that time they found out who they were. She, right, and she had the baby and then just never said anything and gave her up.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I don't know. Unless Stefano was involved somehow and took the baby from her, like he does.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Back then, who knows? So, that's another.
Because
I
think,
had been hearing that Melissa was the mother there for a while.
You think it's Melissa?
I had heard that, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think Laura's coming back for, then?
Maybe to help Abby or something. Maybe Abby had the break or something.
Maybe so. I don't know.
I hope not, though. I don't want to see that again.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm waiting for something to set Abby off, but I don't know. She looked in control.
And I was going to say, and I don't even think Chad is worth it. So I'd be like, Glenn, have at it. Bye. But I mean, you know. But I loved watching Chad's eyes as he's realizing, oh, man. And then I liked how he, I actually saw some fire in him after Abigail left the room. He went after Glenn. I was like, oh, he's pissed.
Yeah.
He is really pissed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows he was played, you know, set up.
Yep, he got played.
Yeah. Well, they all did, actually. Abby, too.
Yeah.
Except for Anna.
They all did.
Except for Anna, exactly.
Except for Anna. She knew it the minute she said, was introduced to Gwen, and she said, oh, Gwen. Like how she always said, Gwen. Looked at, they need to keep Anna, like, on the show, for sure.
And Tony.
And Tony, yeah, both of them. They just add that something, you know, fun and, like, you know, I think they'd be good addition to the Maris. I mean, they need somebody, you know, to stay on permanently. So, I know. But I think they're on another, I think next week. I know Anna is because I saw she's in the previews.
Oh, so, good.
Talking, yeah. I think it's on spoilers for, like, in a couple of weeks. So.
Good.
I don't know anything. We didn't see any Victor or Maggie, right? I didn't see.
No.
Was there nothing was on with them? Okay. I think that's about it. I don't know. Anybody have any other things of spoilers, rumors? I don't know who else is coming back.
What
other
about
than what we
with,
said?
What about with what's it? Allie having like.
Mm-hmm.
And if I might have checked out for a second if I didn't hear you. You guys might have talked about it already. But with when she saw what's his name at the I always forget the name Charlie at the pub meeting up with Adam.
No, we didn't talk about that.
Okay,
we didn't.
Well, and she's like and then when he said arrivederci.
Yeah.
She. Yes. That triggered
arrivederci.
Something.
She like whoa. You know, and so I wonder, you know, so, and then she was in a session with Marlene, Grandma Marlena, which, you know, every good therapist always gives their, you know, does therapy with their grandchildren.
Family.
But anyway, so, and of course that helped, I think that helped Marlena piece together some things, but so that was interesting how that unfolded, but we did talk about that part
which
a
they should
bit,
have done from the beginning.
The part where, exactly. But the fact that
all
she
out.
was triggered by that, and then like, why would I feel like he seemed like? Why would I feel like he reminds me of Tripp, and you know,
Tripp.
All that.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's starting to realize. So it's all going to fall into place soon, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Now the question is: do you think after all this, do you think Tripp and Allie will actually be drawn to each other after she's hated
him? Yeah, I'm thinking
him
that might.
For all this time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering too.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
But that could be a couple. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're kind of cute. They are kind of cute, and they're not related, are they?
Mm-hmm.
Are they?
Wait.
Or are they?
No, because he's Steve.
No.
So they wouldn't be.
Steve. And Allie
that's
is
right.
A Brady
yeah.
and
well, he wouldn't have
yeah.
that would have
okay.
been a whole controversy in and of itself as it is.
You have to
wait. Already.
Isn't it funny? But you have to stop and think. Even
yes.
all the new babies
yes.
being born. Let's see now. How are they all related? Now
they
who can
have,
they be with?
You know what? The writers must have like a chart. They must have to have a chart of like who's blood related and who's and all that. No.
Yeah, because you got now the new, you know, the like the Carver, the
yep.
twins,
uh-huh.
Carver, and you got Horton in there. You know,
yeah.
So. Yeah. So. No, no.
Well, I hope the baby kidnapping
right.
doesn't drag out too long. And look, one more observation. Did it not seem like it took them forever to get out of that damn room?
I know. It's like,
I was
seriously?
Like,
that's what I said.
I mean, three episodes
yeah.
later, they're still in there, and I'm like, go get your damn kids, for crying out loud.
Yes. If you would have went and got your kids a lot earlier, you would have beat the kidnapper to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's cracking me up.
Exactly.
I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So annoying. Okay.
Hurry
all right. That's
there.
The last thing I wanted to
they
say.
Had to have those stupid little conversations about the seat, the
mm-hmm.
car seats and the,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, okay, go get your babies. Oh, well.
And this is all the right. way to get back at Lonnie.
Yeah.
I'm thinking for killing Stefan.
Yeah.
Because she shot Stefan, and Vivian's
yeah,
always
so.
Blamed her for that.
Yeah.
Even though he yeah. stepped in front of her.
Yeah. You step in front
right.
of a psycho, you might
yeah.
get shot,
yeah.
you know?
Well,
yeah.
And yeah, it was Vivian's fault to begin with, because she wouldn't have been being chased by the cops if she hadn't been doing
yep.
bad stuff. So anyway,
mm-hmm.
whatever. Nobody ever takes personal responsibility around there anyway. So
no.
why should we expect Vivian to start? I am curious to
well,
see Linda Dano playing her character. I'm really
yeah.
curious to see how that is. I used
mm-hmm.
to love her. Like
see how she plays her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
That's interesting.
Yep.
Right. I don't have anything else. I think we
all
covered
right.
everything.
Let's
see what happens see. Next week and see what happens with the football. You know, I don't know.
Well, I
we'll see.
What,
hopefully,
yeah.
fingers crossed. Yeah.
Yep.
You might
good
hear me screaming. So.
Take care.
All right.
Have a good
weekend.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye.
Stay safe.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.